you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. If you're listening live, a little bit after 5, if your ear holes are being tickled by us out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you have downloaded us as a podcast. I did it backwards and now it screwed me up. Perhaps you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com, or you're listening to us as a rerun here streaming on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. So you do the same thing over and over and over and you don't think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And you get discombobulated. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next couple hours taking our usual shots and laughs at the right, the e-shots. At the right, e-pitchforks and e-torches for all the bullshittery that's going on. Going to be here, like I said, the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I, too, fucked up on this show. I just put a tweet out that said we're live with Faithless Friday.
Cool.
That was a mistake.
We be discombobulated today.
By the way, follow us on our Crab Diving at Crab Diving on Twitter.
Fuck yeah.
And our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Please do. Toss us a tweet during the show. We keep our eyes kind of peeled on the Twitter stream. You can also join the warm and bosomy. Not that everybody's bosomy. But remember,
yummy.
If you got small boobs, can't be a 10.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, that was
oh
one
my
of
God.
That's a Trumpism.
What a fucking asshole. Who is this guy?
Join us on our Facebook page, warm and loving community of angry libs who gleefully pounce on any right wing nut job that posts. You know, I go to other it's facebook.com/crabdiving, by the way. I go to other larger pages. Ours is pretty damn good. We got over 10,000 warm and loving humans over there.
Hell yeah,
that
man.
That like our page and participate. Hey, we, unlike Don the Con or Lion Don, we didn't purchase any of our Facebook followers.
Did he
or
do
our
that?
Twitter followers. I think they probably both did, but
yeah.
I saw an article that a significant percentage of both, but especially even more significant on his side, appear to be fake accounts, like on the Twitter and stuff
right.
like this. And these are a lot of the ones that we get on Facebook, which
right.
is these fake names with some sort of eagle and a flag variation.
Right.
Lots of guns.
Oh, sure. And like five pictures from, like three pictures from this year and that's it.
Right. Or you can game the system, you know, and the better ones, you can post date or predate, I guess, some of your posts. You could post it and then go back in there
wow.
and change the date and go back in time.
Who the fuck is doing that?
Make it look like you started in 2014 and you did this and you did that. So
Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of those out there. I just today responded to one in one of our comments on one of our stories on Facebook. And I said, something about how much are you getting paid per post?
Yeah.
And how's Moscow this time
right,
of year?
Right,
right. Oh,
it's shitty.
Most of the time they disappear after that, after you call them out.
Right.
I think they just, because they are, they're probably getting a penny a post
oh, sure.
or something like that just to go through. And a lot of them you'll see, they just blindly post. One of them I called out was It was a Trump is a liar. Here's something he blatantly lied about.
Yeah, yeah.
And he posted a an accessory to a crime if you are defending Hillary. And I said, where in this post are we defending? Not that we wouldn't defend Hillary or don't defend Hillary on when she deserves
defending. That's not what the defending. Post is about.
Nothing to do with it. And what if we were inexplicably Jill Stein voters or inexplicably Gary Johnson voters?
Oh, shit. Aleppo?
Why would we could put the same meme up?
Right. Why not?
We hate Donald because he lies. But this was obviously some comrade or some poor idiot who's getting paid a penny to post shit. And
this total fucking
frequently
horseshit,
they
man.
Pretend to be they pretend to be pro Bernie or pro Jill Stein. But but then you go to their page and you'll see, you know, Trump.
Lots of Confederate flags.
Yeah, and Trump and blatant Trump, like pro Trump shit. So
yeah. What is the alt-right's little mascot called?
Little alt-right. Pepe the Frog. Yeah.
Do you see Pepe the Frog?
All over the fucking place. A lot of the responses we get on the Twitter have Pepe the Frog avatars. Facebook tried to crack down on people having fake accounts. But Twitter gives 0.0 fucks. You could have 50 Twitter accounts if you like.
I mean, doesn't that make Facebook more money? The more accounts that are signed up with their platform. I mean, what is their interest in having no fake accounts?
But if you're an advertiser paying for advertising on the Facebook, and you find out that your stuff's being blasted out to fake accounts, what's the point?
Legitimacy, right? That's what they want.
How did we get here? Oh, we have 10,000 likes on Facebook.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Join us on Facebook. What I'm saying is we didn't go and buy Pakistani Facebook lights.
Fuck,
we have a few Pakistani Facebook likes, but
Yemen.
I might actually be from there. Don't forget to join us, tweet us. And if you're going to buy anything on the internet, you can help us out here. Help us keep the airwaves going. The Screaming Lib airwaves by helping us out, buying your shit through our Amazon hole. If you're going to buy something at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Get us paid. God damn it.
And there's actually an app for you Amazon humans that you might want to. I actually did put in and it actually fucking worked.
It?
And I read about it in a few different places. It's called Honey.
Yes.
And I've got it on my as a Chrome app. And what you do is you buy something, you put it in your cart on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And Honey specifically looks around for a better deal for the same shit on Amazon. So you don't have to go looking around for all this stuff. Or they may even find better deals elsewhere. But don't go elsewhere. Buy it through our Amazon hole. But that was one that I actually...
that's cool.
That's an app I've actually used and not hated, so...
Very nice.
There's a little tip for y'all today. Yeah. We don't get any kickbacks from Honey.
Oh, no. We get nothing.
But from Amazon, if you buy the shit through Amazon and then go through Honey, I think we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little cut.
By the way, I just want to take a moment to say go Cubs.
Fuck yeah!
It's the start of the World Series,
start
man.
Of the World Series, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting.
Fuck the Cleveland Indians up, baby. Let's fuck them up.
With their racist...
Yeah, really.
Captain Wahoo or whatever the fuck it is, or what do they call it?
No.
That's the wrong one.
It's Chief...
Chief Dingleberry.
Yes, I think it is. It's Chief Wahoo, or...
It is. I thought somebody's got a Wahoo, but not the
blue Wahoos.
Wahoos.
That's a fish. That's not...
Right, but I thought there was a Chief Wahoo... Oh, boy.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You know what? By the way, they don't use that anymore as their primary logo or emblem for their team. They didn't get rid of it.
It's Chief Wahoo.
Oh, was it?
The Indian, yeah. Chief Wahoo is one of the logos of the Cleveland Indian. It's a cartoon caricature of a Native American face.
Not.
Listen to that.
Can you believe that?
Listen to how kind they are being using that.
You know, the story was this year they didn't get rid of that mascot. They bumped it down to like a secondary tier or something. There's a different logo they primarily use, but they still have that one there because they don't want to piss off their idiot conservative fans, maybe.
So
in Cleveland,
I guess they've got the use of Indians, I guess, is okay to call the team that.
is not offensive, but
I mean, look,
but why isn't it?
I don't know.
Would we have the Los Angeles Jews?
No.
Or, I mean, I guess we have the Fighting Irish, but that's their nickname at Notre Dame. That's not the real name of the
Indians. That's their name.
Well, right.
Were there lots of Indians in Cleveland at some point? There must have been, right? Not anymore.
Before we gifted them some smallpox blankets, sure.
Can anybody see why it's kind of offensive to name a team after some Indians that, you know, we uprooted them from their home and fucking massacred them and gave them smallpox, Do we really need to name a fucking baseball?
Yeah, just change the fucking
organization
name.
After
change
that.
The name. Yeah, change. Whatever. Have some empathy, you assholes.
You know that's funny about the Indians,
bring condoms?
Though. Oh, yes.
Always.
The one of the aces on the Indians, I don't know what his status is for the World Series because he cut his finger severely fixing his drone.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Good fucking God.
You got a Hannibal
Trevor
Lecter.
Bauer.
Hannibal Lecter masked these guys.
Damn.
Put them on a board, strap them in for a month before the World Series.
I mean, Cleveland's similar to Chicago. I mean, they haven't had a World Series title in fucking forever.
Yeah.
And this guy's with his drone.
We can check and we'll get to the stories today, ladies and gentlemen, see what the headlines be over at, you know, we like to be fair and balanced here.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, October 25th. 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Your food?
Oh,
it's back
I
there.
Put it right there. I'm sorry. Over at the commie, hippie, liberal, iffy, Huffington Post. Fuck you, pussy.
Sorry, we had the dog's food brewing, and she's looking around for something. No. I just noticed her ferreting around.
She stopped the whole show.
There you go, kid. Over at the HuffPo, ladies and gentlemen, this is live radio for you. If you download us as a podcast, you're still going to hear it because I'm not going to edit it out. Over at the HuffPo, there's a picture of a angry, pissy face, vexed looking Donald J.
Sad.
Trump. Schittler.
I love that.
And the headline says, Trump stumped. No idea how Obamacare works. Let's see what's happening
here.
I'm a little out of the loop today. We had Crab Diving Studios.
Oh, yes.
Maintenance issues.
Oh, right. Sure.
By
the way,
let's discover all the stories together today, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I threw this story up on our Facebook.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Says Donald Trump serves up piping hot nonsense on Obamacare.
He didn't know anything.
Subheadline says, it is possible he doesn't know what the Affordable Care Act actually is. Oh, my God. I was just reading what he said. Okay. He was in Florida.
Oh wow.
Speaking in Floridia.
He's not going to win Florida. He's just, I don't think it's going to happen.
They're being cutesy over here at the HuffPo. Jeffrey Young wrote during a campaign event, and he crossed it out, left it in, and said promotion for his hotels at the Trump National Doral Miami Resort.
Fuck you.
Today, the GOP nominee seized on the news.
No, he grabs that.
That health insurance premiums on the Affordable Care Act and exchange marketplaces are going up by a lot for some people, which they are.
Yes.
And again, we've complained and bitched and moaned that the Affordable Care Act could use some tweaking, but the Republicans will not abide because that's something that, I don't know, Obama might want.
Right. It might help the country. And by the way, shouldn't we have single payer anyway?
And change the name.
Yeah.
They're embracing this Obamacare. They should have gone with what Obama wanted at first and not call it that. Call it the Affordable Care Act. I don't want it to be called Obamacare.
He said that, right?
Right. Then he changed his mind after it started working well and people are now being treated for stuff they've already got.
Right.
People are able to stay on till 25, 26 on your parents and shit like that. All the good things. And millions and millions of people who had none before now have health care.
Obamacare. Insurance.
Right. So he started embracing it reluctantly. And now hardly anybody calls it the Affordable Care Act anymore. Everybody calls it Obamacare. But those idiots, remember those dummies in Kentucky that...
Oh, yeah.
They... The governor there was one of the few that accepted the Obamacare...
And they had to call it something.
Money. They called it KY...
KY Next. Jelly.
Connect.
I remember that.
For Kentucky, KY. And they loved it.
It's the same fucking thing.
Even the Republicans loved it. Because they didn't know it was Obamacare.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sorry. And then when you would tell people... Well, that's Obamacare. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't. Their little brain cells couldn't rub together and accept that fact. But if they would have called it Obamacare or part of the Affordable Care Act, they probably would have hated it.
Oh yeah, they would have lost their fucking mind
because it's got black fingerprints on it.
Yes, so fucking stupid.
So Donald, was said, I'm waiting for this story at Politico
loading
to load.
You know, I read through that story about the Obamacare and his comments, and I was just like, he doesn't know shit about anything. What does he know about? Like, in regards to running the country,
nothing about anything. Once you're past his two or three little bullet points that his little brain can remember, he's done. You're out of his zone.
Isn't Obama a constitutional lawyer?
He lectured on the Constitution at the University of Chicago, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's helpful, right? Yeah. I'm just comparing him to Trump. I'm trying to draw some fucking comparisons. If you want this guy to be president, you're going to have this guy, Trump,
right?
That doesn't know dick about dick, or you can have a guy that used to, I don't know, he's a fucking lawyer and knows all kinds of shit.
Yeah, and he's an expert on the Constitution.
Yeah. What you guys love so fucking much.
There was word out that Obama kind of hinting at what he might want to be working on when he leaves the presidency. He's
stand up, right?
Oddly, he's going to be staying in Washington because they want.
Oh, yeah, their kids or something.
Sasha, the younger girl, to graduate from the same school, which is cool.
Yeah.
They care about that. But I guess he's going to be working on this initiative to try to take on gerrymandering. He wants that to be kind of his number one political goal.
Yeah.
When he leaves, his first goal is to try to match what the evil Koch brothers did with the. What's their group?
America's. It sounds
for
amazing.
For prosperity.
Right. For prosperity.
And they took over. I mean, they were smart. They used brains and computers. And there's some Uber dude, I don't know his name, but I think Maddow was talking about him, about how he was the genius behind successfully taking all of these states, turning them red, and then gerrymandering them at the right time. Like, they knew before the 2010 election what they had to do, because you redistrict every 10 years on the census. So they were smart enough to pinpoint small local districts.
Oh my God.
Flip them red, put tons of money into them.
Evil.
Flip them red. Take the state houses, so that then they would be in charge of drawing the new districts in 2010 when the census came.
Well, fuck, man. That's just the math guy. That's right. All that is.
Yeah.
What about our math guy? Do we not have a math guy that can do the same fucking thing?
Obama's going to be the math guy.
I love it.
Or he's going to hire the math guy.
That's pretty lofty, though. From what you're saying, Obama wants to undo everything the Koch brothers did after he's done.
Well, right. They've got a little head start.
How the fuck is he going to do
that? Well, Trump's helping.
Right.
And the decimation of the Republican Party is kind of helping. But
yeah,
the Koch brothers, I mean, I don't know which side.
Well, they're going to be dead soon, right? I mean, they're old.
But there's more. You know, I don't know. These rich libertarian assholes are the ones who got us into this in the first place. Yeah.
I saw some article today about.
Now they want to merge AT&T and
oh yeah, why not?
Evil Time Warner.
I can't think of a better That sucks. That there's no way that merger would be good for the consumer, would it?
None of them. There was today on... Well, what the hell? It's when you're done listening to us, listen to Sam Cedar. But there was a guy on the Majority Report who... It's actually a book I might almost want to read or listen to if they make an audio version. Go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Yes.
Get a couple of free books to download and listen to. And if you like it and stick with it, it's I like it. I love it. I stuck with it.
Right.
But the guy that was on Sam Cedar this morning wrote a book about this monopoly thing and how his belief is that, you know, things were bad, like in the Gilded Age and shit like that, and things right before the Great Depression.
Yes.
Much worse now.
God damn
it. He says
it.
It's worse now because now the evil rich people have far more power than they did back in those days.
Great.
Back in the day, it was easier for the people to stand up, clean house, literally, and get Teddy Roosevelt elected,
right,
who then said, fuck you to the corporations and broke up monopolies and shit. Or you get Franklin Roosevelt elected four times. And
is it because the Koch brothers are grassroots and they're insidious?
Well, that's what they did, yeah. And they took all the, smartly, they took all the local school boards to try to crank out their conservative libertarian education. They're kind of...
Narco-capitalists.
Yeah,
yeah. Are they raising more people that I went to high school with?
What do you mean?
Well, just conservative, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
And, you know, they've been shown to... There was a couple of universities who were like, we don't want your money because the Koch said, well, we'll pay for a new chair of economics... But we get to pick who the chair of economics is.
You know,
and the universities were like, no, that's not how it works.
You know, my brother went to University of Georgia and he got a degree, I think in sociology. No, political science. And he said all the professors there that were tenured were conservatives.
Wow.
Most. Not a lot of liberals.
There goes a
liberal.
Every college is liberal.
Yeah. No, it's not.
But yeah, we've got kind of this...
that's the biggest college in Georgia.
People are starting to get a heart, I guess, but there was a full generation of Paul Ryans and Randians who think having the biggest bank account means you have the biggest dick.
Did they lose sight of the fact that because of that, it shows like no regard for their fellow humans, no regard for the fucking planet? You know, the earth that we have to fucking live on? They not care? They don't care.
No.
Speaking of fuckers that don't care, I don't mean to interrupt. This fucking guy that owns Jimmy John's, I saw an article about this fucking asshole.
He's a conservative ass fuck.
Dude,
yeah.
There's a picture of him leaning.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. Oh, not fucker. At all. There's a picture of him leaning up against a dead fucking bloody fucking elephant that he shot to death. Thumbs up. He's giving the big thumbs up. Quit eating there. Quit buying their fucking sandwiches. I'm not eating there anymore.
And they wonder why we root for the animals.
God
damn
it.
Root for the elephants. Every once in a while you hear about a lion takes on a hunter. It's like, woohoo!
You wouldn't believe the grin on this guy's face. Sitting next to a blue elephant or whatever it is. It's endangered.
It says that Trump was at a Miami area, his golf resort. He said President Barack Obama's signature legislation is just blowing up and is blaming it for his employees' struggles with health care. Oh,
what?
I'm sure he's real concerned about his employees.
He doesn't even pay him. Well, he pays his employees. Oh, wait, does he?
He pledged to repeal and replace Obamacare. Here's, I guess we got a few seconds.
Oh,
few seconds of
some Trump
mellifluous tones.
All of my employees are having a tremendous problem with Obamacare. You folks, this is another group. Is that a correct statement? I mean, you look at what they've going through. What they're going through with their health care is horrible because of Obamacare.
Hard-hitting insight.
All of my employees are having a tremendous problem
hard-hitting
with Obamacare. You folks, this is another.
It's the same one playing over.
Doesn't he say, does he say, is that a true statement? In the middle of that, he says, is that a true statement?
He asks the crowd. He does that a lot.
Oh, and sometimes oh, I
he doesn't,
see, I see.
Sometimes he doesn't get the reaction he's looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when he asked who wasn't a Christian or something like that?
Oh, God.
And then he's like, should we let him stay?
He was being funny.
He then contradicted himself, though, a few minutes later, and then said, it's a good thing that his employees are suffering because of Obamacare. And then a few minutes later, he said, his employees don't have to worry about it because he pays for their health care.
So he doesn't get Obamacare.
So the employees that earlier said were being hurt by Obamacare, he later on said, my employees don't have to worry about it because I pay for their
He gives them
care.
Insurance. So why would they be having a problem? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
So Donald Trump, according to the HuffPost, serving up some, quote, hot piping nonsense straight from the sphincter.
You know, I feel like he just gets flustered and says whatever the fuck he wants to, and he doesn't care.
It's exactly what we want in a leader.
You know how when Obama's talking, he takes these long pauses, and it looks like he's thinking about what he's going to say next? He does that all the time, and it's awesome.
Maybe because he's thinking.
Right. Yeah. I don't see something, Trump.
Right.
I don't see this from Trump.
I don't know if Donald is capable of that one.
Fuck that. He doesn't have time to be PC, and he doesn't have time to think.
That's right. PC is the magic wand he waves. Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what the
monosyllabics.
The Drudgies are dredging up over there in their land.
Hello, stupid.
And it says, AIDS freaked over Obama server comments. Plan to get away with it.
Oh, my God. I'm already over this. I don't even understand it.
Is this going to be another email?
Oh, yes.
We need to clean this up. Clinton aide's newly public email shows concern. In a March 2015 interview, Obama said he had learned about Clinton's use of a private email server as Secretary of State, same time everybody else learned about it through the news reports.
Yes.
But that assertion concerned aides of Mrs. Clinton, who knew the president had himself received emails from the private address. Well, who cares? He's going to look at the email address and be like, I wonder if this came from her own private server or if this came from.
Of course he's not.
Give me a fucking break. So this is, again, another non-story.
It's a non-story.
From these emails. It's the email, the Hillary people saying, one says, we need to clean this up. He has emails from her. They do not say state.gov. Somebody wrote to Podesta. Then Josh Earnest, the White House spokesman, clarified it and said, well, yeah, I guess he had exchanged emails with her on that account.
How the fuck is he supposed to know?
But he said the president had no ideas the emails were a problem because he relied on Hillary's people to make sure that it was a private account and that it was legal.
This is a non-story, right? This is stupid.
So they're saying we're going to have to fix this because the president's saying one thing. So this is a story now. See, this is the problem with these emails. And this is where little Marco was inexplicably right.
Mr. Phone Party.
Where he said with this WikiLeaks stuff, did we play the...
No, I don't think we did.
Ever get to Little Marco? Let me see if I can find that.
I would love to hear Little Marco. WikiLeaks.
Once in a while, a Republican says something you agree with.
Oh, okay.
And Rubio said... He was at a, I'm not sure if it was in the debate or if it was on, I think it was the debate, actually.
Okay.
And he said that they shouldn't follow the WikiLeaks because it's private communications and there's nothing, basically there's no there.
It's a waste of time.
Right. I'm still looking for this shit.
Oh, yeah. But,
God,
it's such bullshit, though. So by the way, do you think Trump would be, if Trump was the president, do you think he'd be able to figure out who's sending him email or where, what server the emails are coming from? Do you think he'd have to?
Why is he paying attention? And if he says, look, I didn't get any emails from that account. Suddenly it's a thing now. Obama lied.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's not studying the email tracer from every email he receives. These people
are
fucking nuts.
15,000 emails in my fucking Gmail account for work. I don't delete anything. It's my save your ass policy. But I have 15,000 emails. I do not know where they're from. I don't know where they're all.
Right.
How the fuck?
How do you know one's not from a secure account, Ryan?
Was it? Didn't Hillary Clinton email like a fuckload? Wasn't that her thing? She was always on her fucking BlackBerry.
Well, yeah.
Because she's busy being Secretary of Goddamn State.
Right.
And she's supposed to know about her fucking server.
One would hope.
This is so maddening.
Let's see. So. Hillary, like I said, God, I'm.
What's going on?
I thought I had
this Marco Rubio clip. Are we going to be able to hear him through that foam? Does he have a snorkel in?
From the inbox and other portions of Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta's Gmail account, Republicans, including Trump,
Bloomberg,
have been trying to use those disclosures against Hillary Clinton for a couple of weeks now. But there is at least one person who doesn't agree with his party's approach. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, running for re-election, explained why today in Tampa, Florida.
I personally will not be talking about any revelations that come about solely as a result of WikiLeaks. Our intelligence officials, who are not partisan people, have told us this is the work of a foreign intelligence agency. And we cannot be a country where foreign intelligence agencies can interfere or influence our political process.
Bam.
Ding. Yeah. I mean, right.
Do you think that he's saying that from the goodness of his heart, or is he trying to fuck Donald Trump?
Yeah.
It's got to be out of spite, because Trump is...
I think he's higher ground, trying to take higher ground than Trump.
Right.
Which, I mean, how hard is that?
It's not.
But he hasn't unendorsed, you'll notice. I don't think he did.
Good God.
I think he still says he will vote for... the nominee of the party.
Right. You know what I want to ask these people that haven't unendorsed or have endorsed? I want to know how many women it will take to come forward before they unendorse.
Oh, they're
what's
locked.
The number?
We only got 2 weeks left. They're locked.
Can interfere or influence our political process. What I would say to my Republican colleagues, some of whom may be disappointed by the position I've taken, is today it's them, tomorrow it could be us. And just think about this. Do we really want to be a country where foreign leaders or foreign intelligence agencies can blackmail our elected officials and say to them that unless you do what we want you to do, we're going to release emails from your campaign manager, your wife, your daughter, your son, and we're going to embarrass you. So unless you want to be embarrassed, you better do what we want you to do. Is that what we want? Because I'll tell you, that's what Vladimir Putin does.
So there you Jeez. Go. Marco Rubio.
Why is he hating on Putin?
Erring on the right side.
Wouldn't it be great if Putin got along with us and we were good friends? What's Rubio's problem? Why is he fucking it up?
Right. So there you go. A little bit of Marco Rubio and a little bit of what's going on over at the Drudge Report. You know, emails. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. It's so fucking stupid.
More non-stories.
You got an alt-right candidate running for president on the GOP nominee. You're talking about Obama's fucking emails. How stupid.
Over at the Drudge Report, apparently they're back in Hillary's health land.
Fuck you.
Because the central column starts with, gash on side of Hillary's face raises concerns.
Is there a gash on her face? I haven't seen this. Is it a gash or is it gills?
It's an extreme close-up of something on her face that looks to me like somebody fucked up with some highlighter.
She's an amphibian.
It is, because they've got her smiling. They've got super close-ups of her face.
Deeper.
Matt Drudge tweeted, did she fall again? Strange gash bump implant appeared on side of Hillary face yesterday in New Hampshire.
God.
And because the second frame is her smiling, and it's still there, but you can see where her smile wrinkles go through it, which is if it was a recent scar, that wouldn't, they would be distorted too.
Oh shit.
So it looks to me like obviously somebody fucked up with the some highlighter.
And but it's enough just to raise it as a question for these Trumpolos. That's all you have
obviously.
To do.
Yeah.
Did you see Andrudge? She fell down again, got a big gash on the side of her face.
God, where's the compassion? Say she did fall down. Can we be nice?
She's a gash face.
Can we be nicer about it? Guess not. Jeez, what a bunch of fucking assholes.
Then right under that story over at the Drudge, it says, majority of doctors say she has abnormal eye movement.
Oh my God. A majority of what doctors?
This is a press release. This is how spurious this website is and just what bullshit they have over at the Drudge Report.
Eye movement. Her eye movement's erratic. It's fucked up. What does it mean?
This is that crazy right-wing doctor group. Remember? The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons.
Oh, yeah.
We looked them up, and we've heard from them before. They're right-wing. They're Trumpolo doctors. They're
right.
The small, tiny group of lunatics are right-wing extremists.
Yeah. If you need somebody to say, hey, her eye movement's erratic, maybe she's a lesbian. This is who you call.
So now they surveyed those doctors.
Yes.
And asked the doctors in the crazy right-wing nut job Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And the majority of them say something's going on with her eyeballs.
They're on the wrong side of the loony bin.
Oh, my God.
That's so fucking stupid.
Lose their... maybe they should take a look at these doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
But what does it mean?
Take a look at these doctors.
What would it mean if she had this? What do they call the eye movement? Erratic?
And
abnormal
60% say they saw abnormal movements. That ain't... If you're a group that's made up of rabid, lunatic, right-wing nut jobs, and you can only get 60% of them to even say that, you know the claim is beyond shitty and ridiculous. I mean, stupid. So 40% of those guys actually have scruples, apparently. But
right, why isn't it 100%? They're all in the fucking group.
And it's not a news article. It's PR Newswire, which is a press release company.
Yeah. But you know
why? You pay money
right.
for a wide press release like this. This is it. This isn't the on some New York Times story or something.
Don't you think only 60% of doctors agree because they want it to sound legitimate? Like if 95% of the doctors agreed, it would be a little fishy.
No, I think they would trumpet that.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
95% of doctors say her eyeballs look like a salamander.
Well, then it would sound like bullshit.
Is that right? What's
the
one that has the googly eyes that go?
Oh,
Gila monster?
A newt.
It's a newt.
Monty
she
Python.
Turned me into a newt.
Monty Python moment.
I got better. So there you go. Those are the headlines. Over at the Commie Pickle Liberal, Huffington Post.
That is so fucking stupid.
And a few of the really...
her eyeballs.
Drudge Report, man. I mean, it's just an example of this right-wing, we don't give a fuck about facts.
I don't give a shit.
Don't care the tiniest bit.
An iguana's got weird eyes, you know?
That's it.
Yes. Can they move... Does Hillary's... Ask those doctors... Is her eye movement independent? Can they move independent
how do they know
of
she's,
each other?
How do they know she's not... ill and just a lizard person.
I don't know. Someone should try. Maybe
that's what it is. We know what it is.
Alex Jones. I wonder if there's any Alex Jones.
Who knows?
Bullshit going on.
There must be.
I'm just going through the headlines over the Drudge Report. They're out of their fucking minds. Did you know there's police find headless corpse after following homeless woman carrying a skull on a stick.
Oh, man.
Sacramento.
Jesus.
Horrified Sacramento police stumble upon a dead body after following a woman down the street who was carrying a skull on a stick.
Oh, man. I guess if you're a cop, you gotta talk to her and see what's going on.
I think maybe. When they caught up with the lady, she led them to the site of a decomposed body in the California city of Sacramento.
Oh, my God.
The woman was wearing a pink jacket and patchwork pajamas. Pyjamas, P-Y's, as I'm reading from thesun.uk.
Is that how British people say pajamas?
That's how they spell it.
Pyjamas?
P-Y.
Okay.
They still say pajamas, I think.
Yeah, that's fucked up. No offense.
They probably had it first.
All right.
Come to think of it.
We fucked it up.
They finally found her near an abandoned house. She showed her where she found the pretty skull. Well, it was attached to a dead body. So now they're investigating. Gross. I'm sure they don't think she did it. I think she has some mental issues.
Yeah. If you're a cop.
Thanks to Ronald Reagan, she's no longer in a state facility.
Oh, yeah. If you're a cop, I guess you're like, hey, what's up with the skull?
Yeah, excuse me.
I got a question.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Hate to bother you, but there's a head on a stick you're carrying.
The other stuff that we got going on here, I've got a couple of stories. We teased one yesterday at the end of yesterday's show on the Monday. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. And hey, if you get us from iTunes or Stitcher, slide us a good review.
Slink us.
And slink if you wish.
Yes.
As long as it's good. Toss us a lot of stars and stuff. It helps spread the crabs.
Toss.
We talked a little bit yesterday. I was going to play it right at the end. But getting involved in the politics again is the 700 clubs.
Fuck you.
Grand Poobah.
Oh, my God.
Former diamond owner.
Diamond
mine owner, I meant. Yeah.
I'm sure he has diamonds.
I'm sure he does.
Why wouldn't he? Yes. Do you think she's got a big fat rock? Oh, wait, that's Jim Baker's wife.
Yeah, I was mixing my...
doesn't matter. They're the same people.
Mixing my TV preachers here.
These are all the same fucking people. Pat Robertson, to me, is the same as Jim Baker. These right-wing nut jobs kind of are all similar to me.
Different bullshit they're slinging, but yeah.
Redundant.
Pat Robertson, far more insidious, though. I mean, he's got that Regent fucking University.
Oh,
He's got that massive network.
Sure.
Poor Jim Baker.
He's got a fucking college.
Poor Jim Baker did time.
Oh, yeah.
And is scrabbling back now.
He's got to sell generators and powdered soup to make a living.
So here is Pat Robertson at Regent University. And
yes.
We talked about how some of the signage was captured in the audience from this this Trump rally they had at Regent University. And a lot of horrific shit. Rather unchristian.
Oh, really?
Some of the T-shirts and some of the
racist
signage that was going on. And one in particular we put up on our Facebook page is the... apparently you can buy these. It's a gun target.
Oh,
I would assume you could use... you could throw hatchets at it, sure, if you like, or any kind of projectile. And it's Hillary Clinton. It's a picture of
nice
Hillary Clinton's face in the bullseye.
How can you do that? I mean, I guess you can do that, right? There's no reason
free
you
speech,
can't,
yeah,
but it's
yeah
so fucked up, isn't it?
I think in other countries, it wouldn't fly.
No.
I think we had some Canadian friends on the story commenting.
Canadian.
That said they're not sure that would work in
fuck
Canada.
No, man. It's
or
fucked
in Britain
up.
So here is Pat Robertson talking at Regent University, which is in Virginia.
Yeah.
And here it is. He's talking about he's talking about bookies.
Gambling?
Well, on behalf of Regent University, I want to welcome you and Donald Trump and the Trump team to this plaza for Regent University, this glorious day. And, you know, a few years ago, we had something called the Road to Victory. I wonder if today's another one of them. I hope.
What does that mean?
It's right now I'm seeing a lot of cell phones in the air held up
right
by white hands. I'm trying to find one.
Who the fuck is on this road to victory that he's talking about?
Unless somebody's got vitiligo. What?
What is this road to victory that he's talking about? Is this Jesus?
Some bullshit that they did probably during the election. Probably 2012 when they...
Right.
Or 2010 when they schlonged.
Oh, yes.
The Senate.
Of them, I hope. I want to tell you a real quick story, then I'll get off the platform. About 25 years ago, I had the privilege of meeting a prize fight trainer and manager whose name was Lou Dougal. And Lou had a guy named Evander Holyfield that he was training. And he said to me, I'm taking Evander up to New Jersey to something called the Trump Mahal, whatever they called it. Anyhow, and he said, would you like to...
The Taj Mahal, probably.
Fucking God.
Come along and pray for Evander.
Oh, fuck off. Come on, really?
They wanted Pat Robertson and the entourage to pray that Evander beats the shit out of another living human being.
That is so fucked up. So Pat Robertson's prayer, I mean, this is all crazy. First of all, you're talking to a guy in the sky. Jesus gives a shit if Evander Holyfield beats the fuck out of his opponent
or not.
What
about Tim Tebow?
He what?
Tim Tebow. God cares if he gets a touchdown or not. Yeah, or why not? If he gets a home run or not.
But boxing's very weird. I mean, you're talking about... Yeah, it's hitting someone.
Right, right.
Jesus wants you to hit that person harder than they hit you. That's hard for me to believe.
Yes.
Good God.
I said, sure, I'd be glad to, because I used to box and I like that.
So, no hesitation. Oh, sure.
Fuck
I'll
it.
Go cast my magic spell over your gladiator.
What decade did he box in?
How different is this from ancient Rome? When they're pouring coal ash over the gladiator before he goes in and trying to invoke
it's all
Hera to spray her titty milk over him
milk.
To bless him.
Yummy. This is all fucking lunacy. Seriously, hold on a second. Pat Robertson boxed? He boxed.
Apparently.
Does that not strike you as strange? I mean, what decade was that? The 30s? The 40s?
1830s, yeah.
Seriously? God, 1630s. It fucking blows my mind.
I think there's pictures of him from the 1400s, probably some wood etchings.
He boxed.
Pray for Evander. I said, sure, I'd be glad to, because I used to box and I like that.
Maybe that explains the voices in the head.
Oh, yes. That makes, you know what?
When he goes up to the mountain and convenes with the voices in his head.
No detail about his life has made more sense in this boxing thing. That makes right. a lot of sense.
Because I used to box and I like that. So, I got up there to that magnificent structure, and I went behind the scenes into the training room where Evander was warming up, and we prayed together, and then they escorted me down to ringside, and there was a young entrepreneur whose name was Trump. And
oh, brother.
Who is screaming for this? Who do you...
They're at Regent University, so... And it is a Trump rally, so it's students, but there's also a lot of white hairs in the audience I'm seeing right now.
Who the fuck roots for Trump? I just don't get it.
These evangelicals. I mean, it's... Who would have thought that the Jeb Bushes and the Marco Rubios and the Mitt Romneys would be the ones with scruples.
Oh, I know.
And
it's
finally
insane.
Are realizing that they opened their thighs for the most heinous groups that they could because they didn't want to let any black people in, because they didn't want to let any brown people in.
Well, the scruples, I mean, I guess they have scruples. They have scruples
that's
all
true.
Of a sudden because he's getting trounced and he's losing and he's destroying the Republicans.
Yes, right. Yeah. If the poll numbers were different, they would be like, I love Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's going to make America great.
Let's kick all the Muslims out till we figure out what the fuck is going on.
Entrepreneur whose name was Trump. And he said, he, by the way, was facing bankruptcy. The banks were closing in on him. It looked like he was going to lose his shit. And he says, preacher, don't count me out. I'm coming back. I'm going to be great again.
What the
you
fuck?
Know, he's gone from bankruptcy to $10 billion, so that's not too shabby. But
what the hell?
Four times
yes.
to bankruptcy.
What kind of monomyth is this Pat Robertson building about Donald goddamn Trump?
Right.
Is he a god from Mount Olympus?
I'll tell you this in closing. I want to give a warning
uh-oh.
To the bookies in Vegas.
What the fuck?
I told you, some of the bookies are already getting ready to pay out on Hillary. They've closed up and they're like, look,
oh, shit.
We know what's going on here.
To the bookies in Vegas. If you bet against Donald Trump, you're going to lose your shirt.
All right. Thank you. Oh, boy.
Do you think if Pat Robertson honestly, really, had a sizable amount of money and he was going to bet on the presidency, who was going to win? Do you really think he put it on Donald fucking Trump?
No way.
Fuck no.
No, not a dime.
No, this guy loves money. He loves money so much as fucking Pat Robertson. He owned a diamond mine. He owned a diamond mine where children go in and they pull diamonds that are valuable.
And then they x-ray them and stick their fingers up their asses and stuff to make sure they're not taking any of the diamonds out.
That's how much he loves money.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It's really fucked up.
I've got... Oh, there's so much to choose from right now. We haven't heard from this guy in a while.
Okay.
Strap in,
ooh,
ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps if you have bladder or bowel control problems, you might want to tape on a Depend.
Lay down the plastic.
Is it a Depends? Is a single Depends a Depends, or is it a Depend?
I know not.
Be ready to shit yourself.
Oh, yes.
Because there is a warning about the state of the earth, mostly the state of the United States of America, Ryan. And we should all be afraid, be very afraid.
Oh, shit.
An urgent message.
Fuck you.
From Wayne LaPierre.
Fuck you.
To the NRA's 5 million members.
Oh, God.
Listen to this opening.
Jesus.
I've spent my entire life fighting for the Second Amendment. Oh. And I've got the scars to prove it. The media and many in the political class have reserved some of their most vicious, nasty insults for me.
He just showed a New York Daily News. It said gun nut
scars.
Here's another Daily News. It says nowhere to hide jihadi Wayne.
God, what kind of scars does Wayne LaPierre have from being a high powered lobbyist?
Oh, yeah.
He takes people out to dinner. Right.
You're right. bandage the wounds with $100 bills.
Sure. He's storming lines.
Serve some of their most vicious, nasty insults for me because they truly hate the freedom that I stand for.
Jesus Christ. That is so fucked up.
Normal people have said some nasty shit about me.
Jesus.
And they hate that I tell the truth. They've called me crazy, paranoid, evil, and far worse.
Yeah, you must listen to crab diving. Craziest man on earth is the headline on this.
He's perfectly fine with 30,000 handgun deaths a year, something like that, right?
But the media is so focused on me, they forgot about you, the tens of millions of gun owners all over America, the men and women who come up to me at gun shows in places like Tulsa and Harrisburg, the mechanics and taxi drivers and Waffle House waitresses who tell me never, ever back down. You give me the strength to speak the plain, honest truth.
Oh, God. The fact that I'm going to say evil. We call him evil.
He's evil.
One of the most evil creatures skulking in this country is crying victim right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is this old white guy. Old privileged white guy. Oh, look. I can't have my hate-filled beliefs. I can't be presenting my starfish to the gun industry.
Does it make you feel good that the waitresses and cooks and whoever the servers at Waffle House, they're strapped? Is that a good thing?
Right. I don't know. I've been to a couple of Waffle Houses. I don't want anybody armed there.
No, fuck no. It's so fucking stupid.
In the face.
Listen to that music.
In the face.
Listen to that music.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. More timpani.
Yeah. Make it sound like African drums.
Oh, that's it.
All the hate. When I said Barack Obama would come for our guns and do everything in his power to sabotage the Second Amendment.
How did he do that?
Well, he's about to say he did. He didn't. What did Obama do in the last 7 years?
You know what he did?
What has he been able to do?
You know what he's seizing on? Obama came out after Sandy Hook and said, this is disgusting and we have to do something about it. After every mass shooting, Obama comes out and he's outraged. But he can't do anything because he has the Senate and the House, right?
Right.
Can't do shit.
Right.
that Barack Obama would come for our guns and do everything in his power to sabotage the Second Amendment, they savaged me. They called me a liar. But every one of those predictions came true.
I'm sorry.
As soon as it was politically convenient.
They savaged him?
Yeah.
They savaged him.
Yeah, his hole hasn't been the same.
Am I insane to think he's trying to make this sound, trying to make this racist? Is he?
Well, yeah, of course.
God damn it.
He exploited a horrible tragedy to launch a blizzard of gun bans, magazine restrictions, and gun registration schemes against law-abiding.
None of this happened. None of this happened. Gun registration scheme.
What does that mean? What could be the ulterior motive?
Apparently, Wayne wants to get rid of all gun licenses.
Well, you know what people say? You know what these Second Amendmenters say to, background checks? They just say, well, you're just putting all gun owners on a list. So when Obama wants to, he can come get your guns whenever he wants them.
Oh, God.
Or when the country wants to take over or whatever. You have a Jade Helm 15. What are you going to do?
The tunnels into Walmart.
They're going to come get your guns. Oh, yeah. The tunnels into Walmart. I forgot about that.
Obama made fun of that like a week ago. You know,
did he really?
I give zero fucks Obama now.
Oh, I love
it. And he talked specifically about that. About
Jade Helm 15.
He blamed the Republicans for fueling the fire that created Trump by using Jade Helm as an example. He said, people started thinking that we were sending troops in to declare martial law and take over Texas. He said, and the senator went back and said, we'll take a look at that.
Wasn't
and
that
the,
Greg
the representatives,
Abbott?
The governor, thing. And the representatives went back. Louis Gohmert was like, dear God, we're going to look at what's going on here.
There's nothing to look at.
Right. And instead of being real leaders and going back and saying, look, you're being nuts. There is no, they're not coming to round up white people and put them in the FEMA camps. They're not making tunnels under Walmart. Look that up. I'm not making that up. That was out there that they were somehow building tunnels and they were going to use the Walmarts as staging air. I don't know.
Good Christ.
This is how crazy these people are.
Why didn't Louis Gohmert go to his constituents and say, hey, guys, America's not going to take over Texas because, I mean, we're in America anyway. There's no need for them to take it over. Wasn't that the whole deal, or am I insane?
I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
What a fucking dolt.
As his tiny little Willie stirs in his pants at the thought.
Is that what he remembered from world history class?
Yeah.
He forgot everything else.
He's remembering his dream from last night.
Ooh, tell me again. Oh, yeah. Tell me the story about the gladiator getting a hand job.
Oh, yeah. They oiled each other up.
I stood in front of the country and said the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
So when you said the president got upset at a pile of dead children.
Yes.
And said, we should do something about this. He is now, Wayne LaPierre is saying that Obama exploited a horrible tragedy.
Oh my God.
I said our children deserve at least the same level of protection that surrounds our jewelry stores, banks, office buildings, celebrities, and the political and media elites.
He wants to turn our schools into fortresses of that thick shit that when you go to buy at a liquor store in the ghetto, the 2-inch thick bulletproof glass,
man.
And you got to pass your pass the dollar through an airlock.
Sure. That he wants to put our kids in little cubes,
and every teacher armed.
Where's his citations to support that bullshit claim he just said?
People can't see through this. This is terrifying. This to me, this would be Saturday Night Live level laughable. It's so
but
ridiculous. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, I got to tell you though, to the friends I know that are into guns, they're like way into guns. They like to go shoot
like guns,
not like
but I do. You know, you took me shooting for my birthday,
but Yes. But like,
why? Because I don't like guns?
No, but do you go every fucking weekend?
Well, I would.
Is it your life? Some of these people, their guns are their lives. Right. And they have like all kinds of stupid fuck. You've heard these Which people that have these fucking arsenals?
I would go every week if it was feasible, but...
What would your arsenal be like? How many weapons would you have?
A couple.
Yeah.
I would have a long That's gun, it? And I would have a
pistol.
A
newsie? Yeah. do you think people should
and
have
And I would
these
go shooting because it's fun.
Well, I
but
have
it's also expensive.
Yeah, yeah. I have friends that have machine guns and shit. And they're kids. They all have guns.
Well, they're crazy.
So fucking stupid.
Right, right. And I like guns. I like shooting. But I also don't mind filling out a background check. And I also don't mind...
Well, you're going to be on a list.
...not be able to shoot 30 bullets before I have to reload the clip.
When Jade Helm 15 comes back... And your name is on that list. They're going to come after you because you're a gun owner.
Exactly.
Good God.
I'm on a list.
They attacked me like never before. But you stood your ground. And you told me to stand mine.
Dun, dun, dun. All those mincing weenies have guns all around them protecting them. I just want that for our children.
Yes.
That's what he's saying. God. We should have guns. We should have that level of protection around all of our children.
Yeah, if some pansy-ass liberal actor like George Clooney is being guarded with a gun all day, what about my kid?
While radical Islamic terrorists shot, bombed, and butchered innocent Americans on our own soil,
what?
Barack Obama attacked you harder than he attacked ISIS.
Meanwhile, the visuals, you could just imagine. Yes. This is on YouTube.
They're just playing the last 15 minutes of an episode of 24.
It's the live footage of the bombings, of every bombing, every terrorist attack they could think of.
It doesn't even matter if it's apropos. It's just like carnage and violence, right? Yeah, fuck it.
Dun, 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 dun.
He used the terrorism, his own weaknesses and failures made possible... to try to gut right to shoot back at the terrorists. He refused to kill. Thank God we stopped him in his tracks. But while his term ends in a matter of months, his two Supreme Court appointees, easily among the worst justices to ever sit on that bench, will come after our guns for the rest of their lives. 8 years of his policies have laid waste to the America we remember.
Is it true? Did Obama attack us harder than he did ISIS?
Apparently.
I didn't know that.
Apparently.
Thanks, Obama.
They're just mad because they don't want a black guy telling them what to do on any level.
Oh, yeah.
But while his term ends in a matter of months, his two Supreme Court appointees, easily among the worst justices to ever sit on that bench, will come after our guns for the rest of their lives.
Kagan and Sotomayor have just been, their pictures were shown.
What instrument is being used to make that noise? It's very scary. Is it a synthesizer? Yeah. Is it a keyboard?
It's the Muslims are coming setting.
Oh, you know what
it
is?
Or the brown people are coming setting.
It's a didgeridoo.
8 years of his policies have laid waste to the America we remember. Through a deliberate lack of prosecution, he has transformed America into a sanctuary nation for felons, criminal gangbangers, drug dealers, repeat offenders, and illegal aliens. Our inner cities now rank among the most dangerous places in the world.
Oh, my God.
Crime is down. Overall crime is down. Overall murders are down.
Fuck
Overall violent crime is down.
What about Chicago? Chicago?
Okay, yeah, you know what? It's up in Chicago. I said overall. What part of overall don't you understand, you moron?
You know, I really think that's a didgeridoo they're using in that music. If you listen, that's what it sounds like.
And it's like the same thing. The same thing with the abortion we talked about the other day.
Oh,
they
yes.
find one example of someone who broke the law. That Gosnell guy, that monster.
It's their rallying cry.
And that's their proof that everybody on the left, including Killery, want to allow partial birth abortions at T-minus 5 minutes of birth.
What did Trump say? No more nine-month abortions. No more.
They just don't happen except in extreme, extreme circumstances.
Well, no more of those, no matter what.
Okay.
Drug dealers, repeat offenders, and illegal aliens.
Black people, people, brown people. Inner cities.
Oh, come on.
Black people. black people killing each other.
Hey, Wayne, no offense, dude, but you're a fucking pussy. I go down to downtown L.A. all the time. It's fine. It's nice. There's beautiful architecture. There's restaurants. There's coffee shops. You don't need a gun, and it's not that dangerous. So fuck off, you
somebody
big fucking pussy.
Somebody commented on a friend of mine from Chicago posted something on their Facebook, and it wasn't even that political, but they got a ton of friends. And somebody responded. They're from Chicago. And somebody responded to them about... oh, well, look at Chicago and all the murders going on there. And soundly, 20 people responded right away and were like, I live in Chicago, LOL. Yeah. Yes, it's bad. Yes, but it's not... you walk anywhere near Chicago and it's a hellscape.
It's not Beirut.
Right, and Trump. You walk down the streets, you get shot.
Did he actually say hellscape? I think he might have. Yeah. Hey, by the way, Marianne tweeted in and said she can't hear the audio clip. And that was 3 minutes ago, so I don't know what she's...
Oh, I might have fucked up on something.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Marianne. I might have...
Still can't hear clip.
Oh, okay. God. What a pain in the dick.
Wayne LaPierre was saying some really fucked up shit.
Let me see. Thank you, Marianne. I think I fucked up. Let me go back a little bit.
And gun registration schemes against law-abiding gun owners all across the country. I stood in front of the country and said the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Gunt.
God.
Oh, a good guy. I said our children deserve at least the same level of protection that surrounds our jewelry stores, banks, office buildings, celebrities, and the political and media elites.
So there's I apologize for not playing that earlier, but that's about all I can stand anyway. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
By the way, this is probably going to be on our Facebook page, right? Did you put it there?
Oh, we'll have it up on our Facebook, sure.
That's all it took for our country to completely unravel. I told you exactly what he would do. The media said I was nuts. But in the end, America knows I was right. So feel free to mark my words. If God forbid Hillary Clinton is elected, she will launch an all-out war on the Second Amendment.
Listen to this.
This is insane.
This is not a parody.
She will launch an all-out war against the Second Amendment. That's a didgeridoo, I swear to God. I've heard three debates of her, and she talks about what she's going to do and her policies, blah, 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 blah. I don't remember her saying a war on the Second Amendment. Do you?
At the last debate, she even said she is all for the Second Amendment, but she's also all for background checks and high-capacity magazines being taken a looking at and no assault weapons and things like that, that we can all agree on some sensible...
Is that a war?
...gun restriction. Oh, yeah.
God,
to Wayne.
Jesus, you pussies.
Because he's taken his paychecks from the gun industry, and they want to sell more guns at all cost.
Fuck you.
The hell with society. The hell with all the deaths. We don't care. We're making white guys and are making money.
To hell with their memberships. They don't give a shit about their members.
No, they don't give
the
a
NRA just
shit,
just a lot. They're just paying the industry off. It's insane. Think about it. You're a member of the NRA. Not only do you buy your guns from the gun industry, you pay dues to be in an organization. All they do is raise money from the people they just bought a fucking gun from.
And try to convince you to buy more, that you need more.
Oh, my God.
You need more? Wasn't there a stat that we saw one time that said it's not necessarily the fact that, like, gun sales are at an all-time high, but it's not necessarily people who didn't own guns before are now becoming gun owners.
Yes.
It's the gun owners that already have guns are buying more.
Oh, yeah.
It's like there's no new converts to, oh, my God, I got to go get a gun. It's, I got guns. I need more.
Shit, man. That may never pop in on anybody. Don't do that pop-in thing where you just pop over to say hi. You never know who's armed. You know what I mean? They're paranoid.
Yeah.
Let them know you're coming.
That was over at Right Wing Watch. Also over at the Right Wing Watch.
Hello.
I don't know if I can, how much I can sit through this voice either. From the sovereign state of Minnesota. Oh,
God damn it. Bachman.
Yeah. You know, she was gone for not long enough, right? We didn't hear from her for a little bit after she lost.
And she has not unendorsed, right?
Oh, listen to this clip. No.
The largest voting bloc in the United States are the believers. The faith community is the largest voting bloc.
You got to define that, though.
God damn it.
Because, yes, still overwhelmingly, the United States, people identify as Christian. Now, if you're saying that Christians vote, well, you know, yeah, that's the... But are they batshit, knuckle-dragging, gay-hating Christians like you? No.
Catholic people vote differently than Protestant or Southern Baptist people or Jewish people.
Possibly,
right?
Yeah. I mean... Here's more of a voting.
Boo.
The biggest voting block.
God, her voice.
The
man.
Largest voting block. And what is amazing to think is that the choice is in our hands. We get to make the decision about whether or not we will have leadership. We're unlike other nations in that we get to choose who our leaders will be. And will those leaders reflect the values, the biblical moral value?
Like, I believe in somewhere in Numbers.
Yes.
Jesus is described as grabbing some woman by the pussy.
Oh, sure. I remember that.
Biblical. That's a leader who's going to guide us through good biblical values.
What about the old cat from Deuteronomy?
Reflect the values, the biblical moral values.
Like Donald.
Know our truth.
Trump.
Or will we choose to allow truth to be poured out in the street?
Fuck you.
Because there is a certainty that will follow. Either one of these choices, a certainty will follow.
And you hear this and you think, well, of course she's talking about you got to vote for Hillary.
Right, of course.
But she's talking about voting for Trump.
It's insane.
Trump is the candidate of the Lord.
And by the way, her husband's off praying the gay out of people.
Sucking the gay.
Or used to be, right? I mean, you can't do it anymore. Well, yeah, whatever works.
These choices, a certainty will follow. And that's why I think that's what we need to remember. It is urgent. We won't have necessarily this option 4 years from now, 8 years from now, 12 years from now.
I hope so. We hope so. We hope you lunatics shut the fuck up.
Well, a lot of them will be dead.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So she's right. You're not going to be able to take over the country, you dominionist twins. You're not going to be able to. Right. Hopefully the dominionists, if there's one good thing that this Trump cancer has done, it really has also shown the spotlight on just what vile vipers and liars and hypocrites the Christians are, the evangelicals.
Think about all
morals. And now they can't suck Trump dick hard enough. Yeah.
And a guy that has all these sexual assault charges,
right?
Claims against him.
Yeah.
I mean, did they not have moms and sisters or daughters? Or did they not see women as people or something? It doesn't bother them.
It just shows they're sheeple. That trope of a term.
Yeah.
But really, it just shows that they don't care about the morality part. They want a sky daddy and they want an orange daddy to run the country.
Yeah, they want leather daddy. They want the ball gag. They want the whole ball of wax. Electrodes on the nipples.
Punishment. Yeah, tough on crime.
They love it.
Statistics show this war on crime is ridiculous. It doesn't work. And even incarceration, the way we do it, doesn't work. And there's still so many of them that are, well, we need, Trump says it, we need more police. This is how we're going to cure the crime problems in the inner city.
Jesus.
We're going to send waves of militarized cops in to knock some blackheads together.
Let's profile.
And bring back law and order.
Let's profile.
Right.
Let's stop and frisk. That's what that means. Let's bring back law and order.
Yeah. Let's get those black people
fucking
in
racist. Line.
Because we love them.
We have an opportunity right now. And I know that I'm dedicated every single day until the day of the election to speak truth anywhere that I can speak truth. And also to share from one who was on the front line in Washington, D.C., the urgency of what's at stake. So we've got to get our act together fast and in a way that's going to glorify a holy God. And
we've got to vote for Trump to glorify a holy God.
That is batshit, lunatic, crazy. To glorify a holy God.
Run up to him, ladies. What? Let him grab your pussy.
And that's what we need to remember.
You'll get an instant vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah taught of the temple that the law of the temple is absolute holiness.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Absolute holiness. That's what as believers is Jesus in Jesus Christ that we have to remember.
She's getting ready for the Michelle show on Trump TV.
She really is. She sounds like Pat Robertson.
Yeah, she's gonna sell soup and dried tofu burgers over on the Trump network.
Oh yeah.
Glorify God by voting Trump.
Is this an act? Do you hear her voice crack?
She's so crazy.
You know what I mean? Like when she's talking, it sounds like she's tearing up.
She's good if she's acting because she's pulling off that. When she puts that hand up in the air and she's like, glorify God.
Oh, that's a fucking Southern Baptist fucking move. Hand up in the air, the praying or whatever.
Is that like
hand.
An antenna? Does that help?
Yeah.
Does that somehow get the God reception better?
Yeah, it does. You're like
if you cup
ears.
It, it's more like a dish.
Yeah. You got to move it around a little bit.
Wrap some aluminum foil.
God's all squiggly.
She's out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, she's nuts. This doesn't sound like somebody that used to be a legislator in government. This sounds like a loon.
Yeah, yeah. And there you go. Congratulations, Minnesota, for sending that.
What does she
Congress.
Say about all the shit he's done against women, all the racist shit? How do they square that?
Lies. It's lies.
Oh, that's right.
Is
true.
There a blue dress with Trump cum on it? I don't think so.
I wouldn't bet against it. Somewhere there's a blue dress that he came upon.
The Hillary campaign has it right now.
Somebody's like, hey, what color do you need?
And they're just waiting for a couple of days before the election.
Oh, my God.
To let the final jizz stain drop.
They're going to toss out a Donald Trump rape kit right there.
One of the voices we've heard way too much during this campaign.
Fuck you.
Is one of the lower life forms out there on hate radio.
More specific.
Michael Savage. The reason we don't play a lot of Michael Savage is because he's just not funny. I mean, he's just, you know, Rush is fun to make fun of. And Brian Fisher.
Hilarious.
Jim Baker.
Rick Wiles is kind of funny.
But even it's like the same reason I don't play a lot of Hannity, except when he says something really, really crazy. Because they're just hate-filled lugheads. There's just nothing.
They leave you with outrage.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes you rage.
But because of his just blatant Trump sucking.
God, he must have said something shitty.
Michael Savage, we've been playing a lot more clips about him. But he's got a huge audience. Huge audience. It's syndicated all over the United States.
Didn't he recently say he wanted to go back to McCarthyism? He likes that?
Yeah, the House Un-American Affairs Committee.
Yeah, he wanted to bring that back.
And he wants to be, I want to be in charge of it. I want to be in charge of it.
You're a radio show host. He's spouting bullshit all day. Okay, here, you can be in charge of the House of Un-American Activities.
So here's bizarre. Michael Savage. And, the president the other day had an event at the White House celebrating black music.
Oh, God. What does he say? What does Michael Savage say?
Well, the Obamas like Beyonce.
Okay.
And they've used her as an example of somebody maybe you could look up to and stuff like that. Of course, then the people on the right show her twerking in a very skimpy outfit.
I've seen
and
so
like,
many memes about
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah, she's so classy. This is what you want your daughter doing. A billionaire?
Yeah, sure.
A billionaire.
I mean, she's in the entertainment business.
Well, and she didn't do porn.
She's a pop star. Right. Do you guys remember Madonna?
Let's show Taylor Swift in some outfits that she's had on. It's like a piece of tape over her cooch.
Okay. Well, wait. Hold on. Or Miley Cyrus. Let me think. Now, the difference is...
Well, they don't like Miley.
Oh, they don't? Why not?
No, because she doesn't toe the line. She's a liberal.
Pot smoker, too.
Taylor Swift is a beautiful white goddess.
Well, actually, isn't she like a goddess to the white supremacists?
We had that story. She's a...
Something weird.
Secret Nazi worshippers who are convinced that she's one of them.
And she
sends
not.
Them secret signals in her music and in her the stuff that she tweets.
How much you want to bet she's not? And that shit horrifies her. She's like, I didn't even know I'm a Nazi princess.
Right.
Good fucking Christ.
Or maybe she's like, oh, cool. I'm a Nazi princess.
Oh, man.
No, she's got black friends and everything.
Oh, geez.
Maybe even a Jew or two.
God.
So here is Michael Savage.
Boo.
Outraged. Outraged, I say.
What an old fogey.
Or outraged, I say. That was a little British. Outraged, I say.
Yeah.
From,
he's got a weird, he's got
from
a weird
Brooklyn,
voice.
He's from like, New York.
Yeah.
And here he is, outraged about what President Obama said.
Boo.
Celebrating.
Fuck you.
Black women and black music.
This is the road that your president is ushering the country down. Obama has been going on and on how Trump is not fit to be president. Hillary Clinton's orchestrated a smear campaign on Trump, accusing him of all kinds of things. Meanwhile, the president invites people into the White House who on stage exhibit crude dancing that many times simulate sexual acts.
What? Crude dance?
So this is why you should be outraged. Not about, you know, what Trump says or does or does, grabs pussy. Look at what that Negro, look at the party dinners. That Negro had at the White House. Yeah.
Is it true people are dry humping the podium with
sure.
the presidential seal on it and everything?
Grape soda stains all over the place.
While rapping about the most vile ways to treat women, Jay-Z and Beyonce have visited the so-called White House several times.
So-called White House. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's the White House, so he's making a comment on race.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, I'll tell you why they visited the White House several times, because they're a member of the fucking Illuminati.
So-called White House.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's insane. He's being racist. He's being fucking racist, because it's not white right now, because there's a black guy.
Right.
In it. It's insane.
The Beyonce, who is beyond reason. Who is extolled as a role model to young girls, including, I'm sure, the Obama daughter sings songs like this. When he F me good, I take his A to Red Lobster, because I slay.
When he fuck me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster, because I slay.
Like, listen, there's nothing better. Could you imagine sex in Red Lobster, those biscuits?
If they deliver.
Oh, yeah.
If he hit it right, I might take him on a flight on my chopper. Isn't that classy? Isn't it great to see Western civilization knocked off its pedestal and replaced by this filth?
Oh, fuck you.
So what redneck shit-kicking song can we listen to about mudding and backhanding your wife and drinking and cheating on her?
Boo.
But no, this is a Negro.
Oh, yes. He's black.
So Obama has now opened the door and ushered in the absolute destruction of Western civilization.
God, the destruction of Western civilization because Jay-Z and Beyonce were invited to dinner at the White House.
As he said, there are no more standards because Stars and Stripes Forever is dead. Well, down the road, Obama is ushering us. There is no more red, white, and blue that brings us together. It is all black against white, and you have to take sides.
Where did that come from? I don't understand, because Beyonce and Jay-Z visited the White House. We have started the race war.
I think Obama's had a white person or two over.
Prove it.
The president of Mexico the other day, prime minister of Mexico.
He's not white.
Yeah, yeah. No, not Mexico. I mean Spain.
Ooh, yeah.
Lo siento.
Oui, oui.
No, wait. Italy.
Oh, Italy.
Italy. It was Matteo Renzi.
Well, are Spanish people white, though? Mm-hmm. Are they Latino?
In Spain, they're considered.
Oh, really?
Well, they're Latin.
I mean, it doesn't matter,
but
Latin.
They're considered white people.
Okay.
And for Hillary Clinton, she'll take us down that same road. It's a road that leads to the death of Western civilization.
There you go. Hillary's going to open up the Lord knows what Hillary's going to have going on at the White House. The so-called, well, it's going to be white again, I guess. Yeah. Do you think they'll be able to wash the black off of it?
No, of course not. No way.
Hillary's going to leave the...
They're going to have to use the same shit that they cleaned her servers off with, that acid wash or whatever. Yeah, it's sprayed everywhere.
So-called White House. Man, I can't get over that one. That's blatantly racist.
It's so racist.
Not even subtle.
It's all racist. Even the way he says Beyonce's name, when he says Beyonce. It's very weird.
So that's what's going on over at the Michael Savage show.
Who can listen to that guy for hours?
Yeah, he's just not entertaining. At least Rush is. There's something Limbaugh. He's less so, though. Like, we were talking about that yesterday. We played the clip. Go to crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher.
Boo.
He's not fun to listen to anymore either,
but they,
really.
They come on every day. This Michael Savage is on 5 days a week, right?
Probably, yeah, I guess. I guess it would be daily.
There are people that listen to every one of his shows.
Yeah.
God, they must be a piece of work.
There are people
that
listen to every one of our shows.
Well, yeah. They're cool as fuck.
We appreciate the hell out of
thank
it.
Thank you.
I've got a story here. Oh, let's do this one. I did. This was from a few days ago. I was going to have it on the Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday.
But this is out of the state of New Hampshire.
Yes.
There was a Republican, you'll be shocked to learn.
Oh, yeah.
By the name of Don Lehman.
Okay.
L-E-E-M-A-N, who was elected to the New Hampshire State House.
Yes.
It was in 2014. He ended up resigning earlier this year.
Okay.
After some voter shenanigans involving his residency, something he voted where he shouldn't. Let's talk about voter fraud.
Oh,
it's
my
a fucking
God.
Republican who ran. he was eventually charged with felony witness tampering and bribery related to an investigation into possible voter fraud.
Okay.
So he then tried to cover up what was going on.
Right.
And I guess by telling people to lie to the FBI or some shit, that's
he got in trouble.
That's witness tampering, blah, blah, blah. He tried to convince someone to attest to a false statement about his residency, offered to make a significant donation to expedite his move to another location within the legislative district.
Oh, shit.
So he's going to pay people off.
Right.
This
guy's up to bullshit.
So, somehow they caught up with this dude.
Yes.
He is running again. He's back.
What? I love this.
He's apparently, according to, this is at Pathos, he says, I guess he's hoping everyone has a short-term memory because he's made his way back onto the ballot, hoping to regain a House seat in the New Hampshire State House.
People love this fucking narrative. It's the Phoenix rising from the ashes. Like that guy who claimed he was hiking the Appalachian Trail, but instead
Mark Sanford.
He was banging somebody in South America. Yeah. He lied to his Secret Service detail about where
they
he was.
They don't have a Secret Service detail.
Oh, he didn't?
He just lies to his aides. Yeah,
oh,
the people he worked with.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I don't think governors have protection.
No. But now isn't he in a state rep or something?
Yeah. South Carolina. He's
insane.
A rep, I guess, again. He said, sorry. He's a good Christian. Jesus says, forgive, unless you're Obama.
Why didn't
Hillary.
If he wanted to have sex with this chick so bad, why did he go to South America? Why didn't he fly her to the States? I don't understand. I mean, it would have been easier. Why didn't he think about it? Like, insane.
A blogger named William Tucker caught, I guess this was on a Facebook post or something. Anyway, Lehman posted this. Do they allow people who are mentally retarded to get married?
Oh, God.
I don't think so. And the reasons are probably quite valid. Do we allow humans to marry their pet goats? Of course not. Do we allow human adults to marry infants? Same answer. This is why he refuses to accept the constitutionality of gay marriage.
Jeez. And in this, he uses the word, quote, retarded.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Do we allow humans to marry their pet goats? Of course not. Do we allow adult humans to marry infants? Same answer. Thus, marriage is not a civil right, in quotes, because then everyone would be able to take advantage of it on a whim.
On a whim?
So you, what?
You can.
Who gives a shit? Have you been to Vegas?
Well, I was just going to say, does he think those Elvis quickie I'm drunk as fuck weddings are invalid then?
Yeah, right. I mean, you're making a choice. You're getting married on a whim. So what, dickhead? Do you want people to come prove their love to you and then you're going to let them get married or something?
Then do we really want NAMBLA?
Oh, God.
To pass laws in this country? All caps. I hope not! Exclamation point.
I think we should have one day of the year this country lets NAMBLA be in charge of its laws. Why not?
He was then called out for his bullshit. It was on a Facebook post, which he has since deleted parts of.
Right.
Comments. He explained, he white-splained, or fucking asshole-splained.
Right. Sack-splained.
That he didn't mean he was comparing the gays to intellectually disabled.
Oh, my God.
Or goats or infants. He said, he's just saying it's not unreasonable to expect people, when given an inch, to demand a mile.
Let the
gays get married. They're going to want to fuck babies next.
Oh, yes. Oh, the slippery slope. Oh, the slippery slope. Do we have another GOP person bringing us to the slippery motherfucking slope?
Sure.
Fuck this.
The hardcore ones have long...
It's all they do.
...given up on that ship. Even, what is it?
Ugh.
Jebediah James Earl Jones said, look, I don't necessarily agree with the decision, but it's the law of the land now.
Hey.
Please clap.
It's a slippery slope, dickhead. I'm going to fuck a goat.
Then after a massive uprising in that area and people responding on the social media and everything.
Yes.
On Facebook, a couple days later, this announcement. I'm suspending my campaign.
Ah.
This sort of stuff is not for me.
You're right. He's right, though, right? He shouldn't run for office.
Absolutely. And the system worked.
Yeah, yeah.
The system worked.
God.
New Hampshire. Didn't we have some crazy from New Hampshire yesterday, didn't we?
Well, when he was talking about gay marriage, where was he speaking?
On his Facebook.
Oh, my God.
He wrote that shit.
His words about gay marriage as a quote-unquote public figure are on the record. And he used the word mentally retarded. You must be shitting me. What a fucking loser.
Yeah, you must be. They don't let retarded people marry.
Oh, yeah. What an asshole.
They're a little bit of Christian love.
Oh, yes. Right?
I'm sure he's quite the staple at his local house of worship.
Why did he think he could run for office or he could be a public figure? With those, I don't know, with those weird biases. Because of Trump?
Well, I think he's
already
had them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just now.
But he's not embarrassed by them.
Now they're allowed to say them out loud.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Think. Yeah,
Trump has emboldened this guy. Maybe.
So somehow they believe that it's not, they don't have to be PC anymore.
Oh, yes. Well, they don't have time.
They can walk up and say the N-word now to people and stuff like that. Because right. I don't have to be PC.
Well, we don't have time. That's Donald's thing. I don't have time to be PC.
I don't have time. He's so busy. There's a story over at the Raw Story.
Yes.
.com. Who is about one of these alt-right radio hosts.
Oh, great.
Self-proclaimed, self-described.
Yeah, is he on the internet?
He fully embraces alt-right. I think he's on the radio.
Wow.
What
a great fucking country.
Yeah, but we can reach far more people than some asshole on some shitty AM radio station somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, but that's weird because the FCC gives him a license.
He's right. Got to get a license.
I mean,
right?
That's what I mean.
And he can't say fucking titties and stuff.
No, but he can spread his weird-ass hate and racism. Isn't that odd, though?
Two people driving in their pickup trucks dialing 1680.
I guess it's not that weird. for him. I mean, now there's Michael Savage, and you've got your syndicated ones. This right. is not, I don't believe, one of them. I don't think this guy's that big.
This is weird.
So in a tweet, he was making fun of a writer for Cosmo who did a story. She said that allegations about Trump groping women are impacting her sex life. on one hand, the thought of being touched by my husband, a man, after spending day upon never-ending day listening to Donald Trump's sexually assaultive language is not a pleasant one.
Okay. Yes.
On the other hand, we're both so obsessed with the election, our combined anxiety is killing our sex drives anyway.
Shit. People can't fuck.
So this guy, Matt Forney is his name, a alt-right radio host.
Oh, God.
Tweeted, I fully endorse shit libs not having sex due to Trump. It makes them less likely to breed.
Shit libs. I love that. Wait, can I be a shit lib?
I think we are.
We're shit libs, we're baby.
All caps, Kanye style shit right. libs.
I would like a t-shirt that says shit lib.
Then in a follow-up tweet, in my experience, though, the majority of white women are having sex dreams about Trump.
Oh.
Expect a white baby boom after he takes office. So apparently if they're having sex God. Dreams, apparently Trump is also like the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ inseminating these women somehow miraculously. There's going to be a baby boom because he said they're having sex dreams about Trump. Oh, yeah. Expect a white baby boom.
We're going to have a bunch of octo moms.
Or does he think they're waking up in the middle of the night and fucking their big, fat, white, bloviated racist husbands because they're thinking about Trump?
I don't know.
The same thing.
Yeah. I guess. I guess he's a big aphrodisiac. I had no idea.
In my experience, though, he says the majority of white women.
Does he have some study?
Are having sex dreams about Trump. I'm going to put that on our Facebook.
Yeah.
As a scientific study.
Right.
I'm going to screen cap his tweet and see what the fine women that read our page.
Oh, they're not going
to
have this.
Have
guy.
To say about that. I want to see how many white women are fantasizing about fucking Donald Trump.
And also, I have a legitimate question. Citations? This guy has to provide citations.
His experience.
I mean,
apparently, people are calling out Don when they're fucking him or something.
His experience. Who the fuck is this guy?
Crazy batshit. So
it's my experience.
On Twitter, he received, this was on Twitter.
How stupid.
And at rawstory.com, they list a few of some of the tweets that he got back.
I've never been to a rally, but are these like...
One guy says, you literally could not have experience of this, you impossible moron.
Are they sexually charged events? These rallies and stuff? I mean...
The Trump events?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. I guess it's bullshit.
I think it's bullshit. No, the average age is 70. At a Trump event, how the fuck are they going to...
Viagra.
Yeah, those ships have sailed.
Unless you got pills.
Not if you got 70-year-old lady parts. You can take as much Viagra as you want. You ain't going to put a bun in that oven.
No, you're pumping out kids. It's a Trump miracle.
Like that guy that wrote, I don't even think we ever talked about it because it's kind of a visual, but there was a guy that wrote a letter to the editor of a newspaper. I think it was it Small Town Ohio or something like that? And we put a screen cap of the actual newspaper on our Facebook page. But he's pro-Trump.
Yes.
We got to make America great again.
Bleh.
And how could you, what about Hillary? What if she's sick from having her time of the month and she has to make a decision?
How can she make a decision with her eyeballs wiggling all around and moving erratically?
Her time of the month.
Oh, yeah. There's no time of the month there. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a fucking doctor.
Yeah, someone needs to educate the man on maybe how menopause works. Because
how old is
Hillary? I think it's 68.
Okay.
That ship probably sailed.
Ask those gaggle of right-wing nut job doctors.
Oh, well, they probably, they'll probably say she was sterile forever.
Oh, yes.
And that Chelsea is somebody else's baby that snuck in.
Vince Foster's.
Benghazi.
One guy says, a hideous Nazi loser doesn't know how sex works. Now, there's a real shocker.
I love that. Hideous Nazi loser.
The only person having sex dreams about Trump is you, fantasizing about those tiny hands running over your flabby excess.
God.
So a lot of people seem to be calling him out on the whole, in my experience, white women are having sex dreams about Trump. How is that your experience?
And also, it's sort of it's all crazy. But it's crazy because, like, what about all these sexual assault claims?
And there's women who show up at these rallies wearing Trump grab here with an arrow pointing to their hoo-ha.
I mean, I tend to believe these accusers because I don't know what the fuck you get out of coming forward. And he says notoriety or whatever. He's out of his fucking mind. Because his followers are scary. But he had somebody come to the Beverly Hills Hilton for a job interview, and he ends up on top of him, and the woman has to push Trump off of him, and then she gets a fruit basket.
Right.
It's bananas.
Speaking of fruit baskets.
Yes.
Hot off the presses, ladies and gentlemen. The mellifluous tones.
Oh, yeah.
Of the host of the InfoWars. Watch out for the lizard people. Watch out for the chemtrails, everybody.
He never disappoints.
She's a demon.
What the fuck is he saying?
Alex Jones.
I can't wait.
Is now talking about apparently he's got a guest coming on. And but he starts talking about the tape that we just talked about, which was Donald Trump with Billy Bush.
Okay.
Saying, you could do anything.
I
need a Tic Tac in case I kiss her. Sometimes I can't help myself. I just grab him and go right in and kiss him. And they let you do it. They'll let you do anything if you're famous. Grab him by the pussy.
You know, I know the grab him by the pussy is a notable thing from that. But really, to me, the grossest part is, like, he's kissing everyone.
Right.
Ooh. Who the fuck wants to be
But then he's doing it. Then he's doing it.
Yes. Tic Tacs.
I mean, at least his breath is nice, I guess.
Yeah.
Chase coming up today. He hadn't been on in months. I'm told he's wound up. He has a big presentation he wants to put on showing Michelle Obama and her lauded speech against Trump for an edited 11-year-old tape, which the Bush nephew admitted he goaded him into over an hour conversation and it slipped together into 3 minutes. Goading him and tell me sex stories. It's all set up, folks. You know, him losing his job and all that's just a foil to divert everybody. That guy's CIA, just like the sun came up this morning.
What?
I'm told he's wound up. He has a big presentation he wants to put on showing Michelle Obama and her lauded speech against Trump for an edited 11-year-old tape.
Okay.
Which the Bush nephew admitted he goaded him into. He's talking about... Oh, that's what he's talking about. Billy Bush. Oh, okay.
He's saying Billy Bush tricked Trump into saying
yes. Well, this is what the Melania said.
Oh, okay.
When she was interviewed. Billy Bush, that made him talk like boy. But they talk like boys. Billy Bush, right. He made them say pussy.
Well, if you remember the tape, Billy Bush didn't say anything. He's just sitting there.
CIA,
he's laughing.
To divert by that guy's CIA, just like the sun came up this morning.
Okay, so It's the 11-year-old tape was Billy Bush, the Bush nephew, which is Billy,
yes.
Admitted he goaded him into. So he's saying Billy Bush is now admitting that he goaded Trump into it. That's not accurate.
Yeah.
Billy Bush is not out there saying, oh, I absolutely made Mr. Trump say pussy.
Yeah. Is Billy Bush Lex Luthor?
To foil, to divert by that guy's CIA, just like the sun came up this morning.
Trump said over an hour kind of has slipped into 3 minutes, goading him and goading him. Tell me sex stories. It's all set up, folks. Him losing his job and all that is just a foil to divert. So he lost his job at the Today Show.
And he tricked Trump into saying, grab him by the pussy.
He's CIA.
That guy's CIA, just like the sun came up this morning.
Does he have a phone in his shoe?
Billy Bush is CIA.
Please.
And was a CIA plant 11 years ago in 2005 when Trump had was not running for president. So somehow they had the forethought to put a CIA plant.
Right.
He's going to be running in 2016. We got a time machine. And we want you to get him to say, grab him by the pussy.
And imagine, you're a CIA spy and your cover is like you're the host of some entertainment television show. Because he's an entertainment reporter, right?
Right, for Access Hollywood.
Who does this make sense to? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right.
It's Billy Bush, Professor
X. And
these
are the shows Trump is doing.
Yeah.
He's doing Alex Jones shows. He's doing the crazy Fox Hannity hour.
If Pat Sajak still had a talk show, Trump would do it.
Yeah.
To divert by that guy's CIA, just like the sun came up this morning. And Gerald wants to show these rappers and play some clips of them. It's very vulgar, but it's been a presidential race issue. These folks meet at the White House with Michelle and Obama. They go to parties together. They hang out.
This is the same thing that we just played from other fucking racist asshole.
What, he's got a problem with rap music, Alex Jones?
Oh, it's vile. They say those. Well, no. They say the N-word and they swear.
He. They were singing a rap song a few clips ago. Didn't they have some?
Oh, right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What was that song?
It was ludicrous.
Yeah. I don't remember how it goes.
These folks meet at the White House with Michelle and Obama. They go to parties together. They hang out. Word is they use drugs. That's going on big time.
Big time, baby.
And the thing is, they're hypocrites.
Yeah.
I mean, you got these rappers talking about, I'm on the yacht with the champagne, give her a Molly, knock her out. She didn't know what hit her. You know, talking about raping one.
Nah, Molly won't knock her out, by the way, just for scientific accuracy.
Oh, yes.
Champagne, give her a Molly, knock her out. She didn't know what hit her. You know, talking about raping women.
God, he's insane.
He's talking about, I'm talking about raping women.
God.
Not like grabbing them in the pussy. That's okay if you're famous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about really, it's rape if a black guy does it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's the way it is.
And then these big fuck parties over at the White House, by the way. Did you know about them?
You're right.
Good God.
Get up to see these bitch coming at.
Yeah.
Somebody put the music to it.
It's
over at the
brilliant
YouTube.
Is Move Bitch Get Out the Way? Is Bitch supposed to be Madam Secretary? Because I don't remember.
I don't remember the context. It was something to do with it was when they were losing it at 4 a.m. because Julian Assange fooled them.
Yes, that horrible press. Right. Oh, yes, they were so upset.
Yeah,
that
they were
insane.
Ready for the apocalypse to begin. They were all thrilled.
It was going
to
be a
primed and ready Viagra'd up.
Big bombshell on Hillary, and there was nothing.
Yeah.
And it's one thing. I mean, imagine if Trump had songs about slipping, you know, women pills with their champagne.
So it'd be one thing if he had songs about it instead of actually doing it.
The songs are hyperbole. They're songs. They're fiction. Is that worse?
And we have 14 women who've come forward and saying Trump doesn't need a song. He's performed the act. He's done the performance art.
The Trump stories aren't sounding like hyperbole. It sounds like they fucking happened.
Well, no, the last woman, the former adult actress.
Yes.
Who Trump, yesterday we played the clip where Trump said, she hasn't been grabbed before.
Sure. Hey, you're a porn star. People should be able to do whatever they want to
you. She said he grabbed her and her friends and pulled by the arms and pulled them in and kissed them on the lips the first time meeting them in a like creepy manner. She didn't say he grabbed her pussy. She didn't say he grabbed her boobie.
Yes.
Like some of the other women. So why wouldn't she? If she's going to make something like that up, why not say it happened in an elevator and his hands were all, you know what I mean? Like, why say he grabbed me and kissed me and it was gross?
Right. And the stories are specific.
Right.
There's details.
And slightly different. Some a lot the same.
God, what must it be like if you're in, like, I don't know, the social circle of Trump and all these rich fuckers? I mean, when he comes in a room and you're a woman, everybody must know.
It sounds like people don't like him.
Do you think everybody
sounds like the sane people They've never accepted him. Like, he's a white trash shyster, even to the snooty elite. Like at that Al Smith dinner,
right?
He doesn't hang out with those people.
Fuck no.
Man, Giuliani was there.
Who are his friends?
That shitbag who he probably hangs out with.
Who the fuck are his friends?
He doesn't have any.
God.
He sits up in the tower and reads the stories and tweets.
He is an asshole.
And he seems to only like going out to... He wants to cut ribbons and stuff. That's what he wants to do as president.
Boo.
He wants to let Mike Pence, terrifyingly, run the country into Christian mullah land. But he'll go out and cut ribbons and shit and be seen in pictures and pose for the Mount Rushmore section that he's going
to
get.
He wants to do all the fun shit.
Right.
He doesn't even want to be president. He wants to go to parties.
Going
to
make it great again, man.
He doesn't... You know, if he's president and he wanted to run things the way... He says he's going to. I don't know that his life would change that much. He'd still go to parties. He'd still go out and, you know, do whatever. And Mike Pence would run our country. That's awesome.
That's creepy as fuck.
How horrible.
Terrifying. Something about Pussy Riot.
Okay.
Has a new video out called Straight Out of Vagina.
That's awesome.
And I believe they even make a Trump reference in the video or something like that. So the Russian performance group and activist group,
yes.
I guess you would call them, Pussy Riot, is...
Right. They've been jailed, right? Haven't they?
Yeah, the members jailed. And there's really a horrific video out there of... I didn't want to say they were Cossacks who were out just beating... They found these women on the street and they just started beating them and filming it at the same time.
It's fucked up.
And it's all A-okay.
And we're supposed to love Putin. He's not a bad guy.
Which is what they want to do.
Jesus Christ.
Which is what they want to do with here. They'd love to do that here. Beat up the gays.
No.
Round them up off the streets like they're doing in Russia.
Right.
Go
vote, everybody, for the love of fucking God.
And in fact, Katrina Pearson... One of the lowest life forms over there, scurrying around the Trump sewer. Her excuse when asked on the CNN about this latest accuser for the Don. I have it. Do you want to hear?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Katrina Pearson on the CNN.
Is this some right-wing nut job brain jujitsu?
Explaining why... She thinks this latest accuser is just
have to
some more bullshit.
Of that. Katrina, let me play for you something that Donald Trump said on a radio show earlier this week. It was about his latest accuser of sexual assault, former adult film actress Jessica Drake. Let's play that sound.
They'll grab him on the, as they say, on the arm. And once that he grabbed me on the arm, and she's a porn star. Now, this one that came out recently, he grabbed me, and he grabbed me on the arm. Oh, I'm sure she's never been grabbed before. And they make it so, it's all lies. It's all lies.
Oh, I'm sure she's never been grabbed before.
Good
she came out
fucking God.
With a really classy statement in response to that it kind of said, as someone in the adult industry, it makes me more sensitive to the boundaries. Because... People like Trump think that because she's an adult film star, that there are no boundaries. Hey, it's a porn star. I can rub up and stick my finger in her dress.
Sure.
What does she care? She's a porn star.
When I worked at Six Flags Over Georgia and I played Daffy Bugs or Sylvester, people in that park.
Were you sexually assaulted?
Yes. Well, no, listen. People in that park, they're like, hey, there's a cartoon character. You can do anything you want to them. They're indestructible because on the cartoon, you see me hit with a frying pan kick. I can't tell you how many people just come up. The first thing they do is like punch you in the little...
In the bill?
In the beak. Oh, that's the worst.
Kicking in the
great.
Balls?
You know what's great when they punch you in the bill? Because if you're a Daffy Duck, it's hard fiberglass and it hurts.
So it hurts them. That's good.
It also hurts you because you're wearing the thing, but whatever.
So Katrina, that line, I'm sure she's never been grabbed before. I think that a lot of people say that strikes them, that rubs them the wrong way, because it's almost a suggestion that because she works in pornography, that you can do almost anything you want to her, because what hasn't been done to her?
Well, he's actually just defending himself, and then we find out that this woman is actually promoting her adult film, I guess, industry, if that's what you want to...
He is just defending himself, so she just dismissed the charge. He's just defending himself by saying it's okay if she got grabbed because, you know, she's a whore after all. And now she's saying she's only doing it
to sell movies.
To sell titty movies.
My God. What the fuck? This person is a victim.
Call it. And that's what we've seen. We've seen people come out against Donald Trump just to raise their profile to sell books or whatever it is that they're selling. But this really has nothing to do with these premiums that are going up. And I have to...
The woman sitting on the airplane who had tiny little orange handprints all over her.
Boo.
The woman who had lunch with him at the Beverly Hills Hotel and had lots of handprints and little lip print, probably minted lip prints all over her.
Didn't he touch someone's vagina through their underwear?
Yeah, sitting at a club.
Oh, my God.
None of these women have book deals. None of these women have suddenly gotten their own shows on MSNBC. Sure. This 10 minutes of fame is...
You mean they don't host their own fucking game show?
One of the most heinous arguments, that they just want fame.
Maybe, I mean, listen, I think what they're doing is a service to this country. I mean, they're coming out and they're saying, hey, you're going to vote, you're going to elect a goddamn rapist. So I'm going to tell my story so maybe it changes people's mind.
And how heinous is she? Blah, 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 blah. But this isn't anything about Obamacare.
Whatever it is that they're selling. But this really has nothing to do with these premiums that are going up. And I have to disagree with you. Mr. Trump has been talking about this. He's talked about on his first day, in his first 100 days, that he wants to repeal and replace Obamacare.
No, I said he talked about it, just not with the same energy and enthusiasm with which he goes after, say, the media or his accusers. But Simone, I wanted to give you an
opportunity. So there you go.
Okay.
Trump at Trumpanzee, Katrina Pearson coming up with her bullshit, trying to explain.
God, could you imagine? You're this. I what's her name? Drake. She comes forward and tells her story. Mm-hmm. They just victim shame her.
Oh yeah,
that's
it
up.
For today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, maybe tomorrow we'll have some more victims to talk about.
Yes.
After all, it is Trump.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us this Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow, Hump Day, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast, live for you. Then we'll be on iTunes and Stitcher. crabdiving.com and insider tip SoundCloud. We get up on SoundCloud really early,
the tip and the shaft.
So don't forget all of our social media. Buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out here. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's gonna be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great day. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.